Aren't you the pretty girl on the crowded train who looked bored? You'd caught my eye, and I smiled back, which made you blush a little and drop your gaze. This made me smile further, and when you looked up again, your face lit up as you smiled back. Two random strangers just sharing a connection. I looked away as the man in the suit next to me coughed and spluttered a little. And when I looked again, he was still looking and still smiling, with a mysterious sad tinge in your intense and shining eyes. The train pulled into another station, and more people jostled on, people getting closer. On your side of the carriage, you were forced to take a few steps to the side, beginning to get nearer. The carriage is swaying as the journey continues in the summer heat. Stations come and go, and people join and leave. But we're forever stepping aside and shifting positions. But we seem to be getting closer in a game of commuter chess, communicating in glances only. Somehow, we end up in the corner by the door. Grumpy commuters around, hating their lives with a simmering resentment. As we end up next to each other, we're still sharing glances, words unspoken, expressions and judgments of our fellow passengers is our shared game to pass the time as we edged ever closer. One more station, and you turn your back as ever more people come aboard and leave also. You're now standing directly in front of me, almost as if trust implicit has been agreed in the air, in our glances. Serendipity steps in, and all the angry commuters have their back to us as they read their books and tablets. You're so close, I can smell your perfume, your hair. It smells of electricity. There's a jolt on the tracks, and everyone reacts as the train lurches and shakes. You find yourself thrown against me as you half fall backwards, but that contact seems to be a stance you're happy with. Two strangers, touching first with eyes, then close enough to reach out. You can feel how that makes me feel, as I'm pressing against you now, and I feel you sigh and arch your back against me, as you sense my heat. I slowly run my knuckle down your spine, and I feel you shiver. You reach behind and find my hand, which you squeeze and bring round to your belly, as you press hard back against me, swiveling your hips round and around, as you can feel me against you. My big strong hands press slowly and firmly as I caress your hips, flesh against flesh, as I feel your breathing change and your head relax to one side. The commuters beside us are oblivious to our little situation. They're strangers amidst a bubble of random intimacy created from circumstance. I edge forward, drunk with your scent, and graze my teeth against your shoulder, and kiss your neck gently at first, and then harder. I drag my nails across your stomach and feel you squirm and flutter just a little. It's a train filled with people, and we're allowing each other to explore. You reach behind you and feel how hard I am, with no words being spoken. I circle with my right fingers around your belly button, getting lower and slower with every circuit. until I slip below your waistband, in time with your breathing, and you're now utterly invested in the moment, and oblivious to the world around you, merely responding to the situation, waiting for the next surprises. My questing fingers slip lower and slower, and now I realize that it's summer and you've decided not to trouble yourself with underwear today. I can feel the heat and the swollen wetness as you react to what we're doing. So I gently slide two fingers into the groove of your labia, so wet, so I can close them and squeeze your clit, which is already hard and swollen. The shiver that produces is most welcome, and I bite your neck again, gently. The commuters have no idea what's occurring behind their backs. You're kinda having to control yourself in order to keep us anonymous, as I strive to find a rhythm with my fingers that both teases and ebbs toward dissolving your brain. I slip two fingers deep inside and circle the G, gently at first, then harder, reacting to your reaction as you begin to edge your hips back and forth. We found our rhythm, our dance, and I'm tormenting you towards an explosion. Somehow, you find the ability to secretly unzip me. I can feel that you're approaching no return, but you manage to reach into me and unveil secretly my thick cock, arching your back further towards me, and I can feel your hips twitching as spasms begin to be the norm. No one around us even knows what is occurring, even though I can smell your musky scent. Everyone else surely can. You guide me to your wetness, and I effortlessly, but very, very slowly, put myself inside you. I can feel your whole body tense. I can feel you clench against me as you spasm at that beautiful moment. My big hands rise and hold me against you as I feel just how hard and swollen your nipples have become. Fellow commuters are none the wiser still, despite the two human beings on the corner having just connected on a very fundamental level. I edge back and forth as you slowly spasm and breathe. You clench in response as my cock twitches, almost as if you're saying, "I know how you feel." I wrap my arms around you in the tightest embrace as you deliciously relax and kiss your neck in the gentlest of ways. Your pussy tightens around me as I withdraw, almost like you don't want me to leave. Two strangers finding themselves in a moment of utter abandonment. We soon pull into my station, but you have a final surprise for me as you realize I'm leaving. You turn to face me, flushed and flustered, and kiss me. Only I can see where your hands are going as you slip your fingers inside you, and then you paint my lips and my neck with what we've just created, like a perfume or cologne. No words spoken, just a look as we part and go on with our lives, now with a moment forever shared.